HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, Rachel Reeves is preparing to set out her funding plans for the next 3 years this lunchtime. More money for health, defence and education is expected in the Chancellor's spending review, but other government departments face cuts. Shadow Treasury Minister Richard Fuller says Ms Reeves needs to get a grip on the public finances after announcing large tax rises last year.
That's provided the space for her to make some of the announcements today. But then we also know that since then, borrowing has gone again out further, more borrowing than she was planning. Is she being fiscally responsible and trying to take those steps necessary to avoid further taxation in October?
17 officers have been injured during a second night of violent disorder in Ballymena. The Police Service of Northern Ireland used water cannon and plastic baton rounds and made 5 arrests last night. John Laverty from the Belfast Telegraph says the violence is purely racism.
It's involved with racist attacks on the Romanian community in Ballymena, largely due to the fact that a young girl was sexually assaulted earlier this week. We have Filipino people putting big signs on their door saying, "I'm Filipino," because obviously they don't want to be drawn into this whole racist violence.
3 teenagers have been charged with the murder of a 14-year-old boy in Manchester. Ibrahima Sek was stabbed in New Moston on Sunday. The boys aged 14 and 16 are due in court. A major expansion in the use of robotic surgery is expected over the next decade. NHS officials say by 2035, 9 in 10 keyhole surgeries will be delivered with robot assistance, up from 1 in 5 at the moment. A TV advert for Twix has been banned by the regulator for condoning unsafe driving. It showed a man in a car chase casually driving off a cliff. Mars Wrigley, who make the chocolate bars, argued it was a cinematic presentation. And the weather today, dry, very warm and sunny across much of the UK, a high of 26 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon. Dan Walker's still with you today as Xander is having some travel issues. Fear not. Welcome to his show on Wednesday. Let us proceed with Grieg.
Classic FM.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Pelagia's song from Stephen Warbeck's music to Captain Corelli's mandolin on Classic FM. And how's your morning mood? That was Grieg from Peer Gynt Suite No. 1, Paavo Järvi, with the Estonian National Symphony Orchestra. It is the 11th of June, and if you're wondering what on earth is happening to my radio today, this is Dan Walker, still in for Xander today. I hope you're enjoying the sunshine. He's off somewhere, caught in the UK's wonderful travel chaos. He will be here soon. In the meantime, you can send him or me a message on 61812. There's also the email available, as ever, classicfm.com. Let me know what your Wednesday has in store. Loads of splendid music over the next hour or so, including the finale of Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 1 and a bit of Leonard Bernstein. to brighten your day too. I'll also have the third clue in Xander's famous five at 10:30. If he's not here, I'll try my best not to mess it up. Here's a bit of Ave Maria from the one and only Schubert.
When you need to focus,
Try our sister station, Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate.
Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Passepied 1 and 2 from Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 1. That was John Elliott Gardner conducting the English Baroque Soloists. And before that, we had the wonderful voice of Anne-Sophie von Otter and Bengt Forsberg on the piano with Schubert's glorious Ave Maria. It's Classic FM, and yeah, you've not got your time zones wrong. This is Dan Walker. I'm still hanging around this morning because Xander is stuck in traffic and travel chaos. Hopefully he will be here soon because I've got things to do. 6.18.12 is where you can find us today. You can email us on classicfm.com as well. In a moment, we'll be hearing the third clue in this week's Famous Five. I am feeling the pressure about that one a little bit. I know this is very much Xander's baby. A special treat for you now, though. Here's the finale of Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 1 on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Wonderful stuff. The finale of Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 1. Wasn't that great? Benjamin Grosvenor soloing with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. A real treat for you on Classic FM this morning. This is Dan Walker. I'm still hanging around from the tail end of Classic FM breakfast because Xander is stuck somewhere. He will be here. He assures me he will be here at some point. We are about to step on hallowed ground. Here comes the third clue in this week's Famous Five. I hope I don't mess it up. Morally upright, decent and fair, but only by the merest whisker. You could fiddle with an A, be an archbishop with an N, but William takes the bisker, T. Let's go again, shall we? Morally upright, decent and fair, but only by the merest whisker. You could fiddle with an A, be an archbishop with an N, but William takes the bisker, T. I've never felt so under pressure in my entire life. All will be revealed before 11, hopefully by the man himself.
Thank you.
The Young Prince and the Young Princess from Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. That was the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Seiji Ozawa was conducting for us. This is Dan Walker still hanging around for Alexander Armstrong, who is still stuck somewhere. Hopefully he'll turn up at some point today and continue his show with the regular pomp and circumstance that he brings to Classic FM. I've got to say, well done to Hazel in Bromsgrove, who has got the answer correct today for his famous five, as has Sue in Northampton. Well done, you two. The music continues, though, this morning. Born in Italy to a family of musicians, Luigi Boccherini spent most of his life composing in Spain for the court of Madrid. Here is his string quintet in E on Classic FM. Thank you.
Classic FM.
The overture from Bernstein's Candide there. New York Philharmonic Orchestra under the man himself. And before that, we have the City of London Symphonia with Boccherini's String Quintet in E. Well done to Valerie in Edinburgh, spot on with today's Famous Five. This is Dan Walker, by the way, standing in for Xander, who's on his way. Congratulations to Liam and Jane in West London, also correct, as is Neil in St Albans. You are much cleverer than I am. I still can't work it out, and I know the answer. All will be revealed after we've heard from Dvorak and Prokofiev on Classic FM. Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
The third movement of Prokofiev's Symphony No. 1, played by the Paris Orchestra, Opera Orchestra, under Philippe Jordan. And before that, we heard Dvorak's Slavonic Dance No. 2, Alexandre Tarot and Mariam Batashvili. How did you get on with today's famous five? Morally upright, decent and fair, but only by the merest whisker. You could fiddle with an A, be an archbishop with an in, but William takes the bisca. The answer I was looking for was just, and I will have another clue tomorrow morning at 10:30. Huge thanks to Dan for holding the fort. Lots of lovely music awaiting us on the other side of the news here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Weekend mornings sound even better with Classic FM.
I'm Tim Leoro. I love waking up with you every weekend morning, and I can promise you loads of fantastic music to get the day going. Musical sunshine, relaxing favourites, movie music, the Classic FM Hall of Famer. Yep, it's all here, along with that wonderful weekend feeling.
Classic FM Weekend Breakfast. Saturday and Sunday mornings from 7 with Mornflake. 350 years of great British porridge.
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including Well Man, Well Woman, Well Baby and Well Kid. From Boots, Pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
Oh, how relaxing was that yoga session? I feel so free.
Speak for yourself. I can never let go.
Bladder leaks. I know, right? I'm so done compromising. I got a new bit of yoga kit. Always discreet pads. Here, try for yourself next week.
Love you lots, but this thin pad won't keep up with my heavy leaks.
Just trust me on this one. So, all zen and liberated, are we?
Let's just say I found my flow.
Always discreet. Live with no compromise.
Need somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Here comes Steve. With the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair. And if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow. Which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
Get busy!
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served. With the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, Rachel Reeves is due to set out her spending plans for the next 3 years, with some departments facing real terms cuts. But the Chancellor's expected to announce more money for the NHS, defence and schools this lunchtime. Classic FM's political editor Natasha Clark says the Home Office is among those likely to lose out.
They have obviously been asking for more money for the police, and in Labour's manifesto last year they made a huge deal about their knife crime targets, about trying to reduce violence against women and girls. But police chiefs have been warning that the current amounts that the government is trying to put in is not enough to meet those targets.
Stormont ministers have made an urgent appeal for calm after a second night of disorder in Ballymena. 17 officers were injured when they were targeted with petrol bombs and fireworks. The violence stemmed from a peaceful protest in support of the family of a girl who was sexually assaulted. Six teenagers have been arrested after a stabbing at a school in Birmingham. The 15-year-old boy was attacked at Moseley School yesterday afternoon. His injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. Elon Musk says he regrets some of his posts about Donald Trump during their row last week. They began exchanging threats and insults after the Tesla owner called the president's tax bill a disgusting abomination.